Laundry Day, read and written by Amelia. Why can't I put in the powder? I always have to put in the clothes, and you always get to put in the powder. I want to put in the powder. Because it's dangerous, Sammy. It's poison, and you could get some on your fingers, and then put them in your mouth, and then you'll get sick and die. You don't want to die, do you, Sammy? Sam pops, looks at his feet. No. Good. Besides, you're too short to reach, and you'll just spill the detergent everywhere. Now, do you want to press the button, or do you want to pout? Sam nods his head, and Dean slams the lid shut and lifts up his brother to sit on the machine. Once the button is pushed and the cycle is started, Dean hands his brother a Spider-Man comic, and they settle in to read. Dean? Who's she? Dean looks up at Sam and then turns to look at their dad. A frown settles on his face, and he turns back to his comic. It's nothing, Sam. Leave it alone. But Sam doesn't go back to his comic. He keeps looking at the woman talking to their dad. She's got blonde hair, teased and sprayed into submission, heavily made-up face, the mascara on her lashes making it look like her eyes are playing host to some kind of big spiders. Maybe she'll bite Dad and he'll get superpowers. The woman is wearing boots, tight jeans, and a top pulled down to expose an ample cleavage, and the top of a pink lace bra. Last week, Sam finally learned how to whistle, and now he lets out a long, low tone. Check out the milk jugs on that cow. Dean looks up at him, startled. What did you say? I said that bitch got some tits on her, man. Dean jumps down from his seat and grabs his brother's arm, hissing at him. Sam! Where the hell did you learn talk like that? Oh, Dean, that hurts. Sam whines and tries to wrench his arm away. I don't care if you like them. You're not hanging with those kids anymore, Sam. And you don't talk like that again. You hear me? Sam nods, and Dean releases him and gets back in his seat. Their dad is leaning against the wall, and the woman has her hand on his arm. They're smiling at each other. Dean, is she pretty? What? The guys at school, they always say that the pretty girls are the ones with the big jugs. And that girl's got big jugs, but I don't think she's pretty. She's got those creepy spider eyes, and her clothes are too small, and her hair looks frizzy and weird, like you'd get stuck if you touched it. Dean is looking from Sam to their dad and back again, trying not to laugh. Sam, don't call them that. It's not nice. Well, what should I call them then? Well, they're breasts, but you shouldn't talk about them at all. Fine. But is she pretty? I don't think she's pretty, even if she has big breasts. I like the lady at the library. She had soft-looking hair, and her eyes weren't creepy. They were blue. And when she smiled, she didn't look like she might bite Dad. Who's gonna bite me? Their dad is walking towards them, and the woman is gone. Dean chuckles behind his comic. Sammy's got a crush on the librarian we met today. Their dad grins wide and lifts Sam from the machine and settles him in his lap. Well, maybe we should let you do all the research from now on, then. Sam leans back against his dad, and they read the comic together for a while, until Sam's thoughts bubble over again. Dad, did you like her?
Who?
The librarian? She was very nice. No, the spider woman. His dad doesn't answer until Dean supplies an explanation. The woman you were just talking to, Dad. He thinks the mascara makes her eyes look like spiders. Sam feels his dad's rumbling laugh against his back and smiles. Sammy, she was a nice woman, but not as lovely as the lady at the library, all right? All right, good, because I don't want you to get bitten. I mean, it would be cool if you had superpowers, but I like you the way you are. You don't need spider powers to fight evil. His dad laughs again and hugs him tight, kissing his temple. Nope, don't need no pesky spider powers. I'm a Winchester, just like you. Sam smiles at Dean, who smiles back and winks. Dad?
Yes, Sammy?
One day, I'm going to be taller than Dean, and I'm going to put the powder in the machine and push the button, and I'm not going to need his help at all.